It's been my pleasure to sit here and talk to our ambassador from Iraq. I thank you for your service, and I really appreciate your family supporting you on this very important mission. I know Secretary of State and National Security Advisor joins me in saying it gives us great comfort to know that we've got a man of your caliber there. It's a hard job, and Zal's earned the confidence of the new Iraqi government. I was able to see that firsthand in how the Prime Minister and other members of his administration related to him. He brought back a report that is realistic. On the one hand, he said they got a good government, goal-oriented people who are working to achieve certain objectives. And I know that you've been impressed by Prime Minister Maliki's determination to succeed and his willingness to lay out a kind of common-sense agenda and then hold people to account. Zal also said it's still a dangerous place because there are people there that'll do anything to stop the progress of this new government. And you have to ask yourself, who's afraid of democracy? I mean, why would people be afraid of a peaceful civil society? And the answer is people who want to not only harm Iraqis but want to harm us. And I've assured Zal that to assure the Iraqi people that. When we give our word, we'll keep our word, and we intend to work closely with the government and to help defend the people until this government is more capable of defending itself. And we talked about police training. There's more work to be done in training the police. And we talked about the training of the Army, and that's gone quite well. Zal is concerned about foreign influences in the country, as am I. I do appreciate your briefing on Prime Minister's recent trip in the neighborhood, which looked like a very successful trip. We, of course, are concerned that some in the neighborhood may want to derail the progress of a free Iraq, and that is troubling and something that we'll work on. But, Mr. Ambassador, you're representing our country with a lot of class and dignity, and so thank you. You may want to say a few comments.
Thank you, Mr. President. I came today to also wish the President a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President. And it's an honor to serve the United States and Iraq. Under your leadership, we're working very hard to make sure Iraq succeeds because Iraq is the defining challenge of our time. And what happens in Iraq will shape the future of the Middle East. And the future of the Middle East will shape the future of the world. So it's an honor to see you again, and happy birthday, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all.